The meeting for the Reedley Planning Commission regular meeting, 5:00, Thursday, January the 21st, 2021, is called to order. Please stand for the flag salute. I'd like to have Rosemary lead us in the flag salute.
Ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Ms. Moore, could you lead us in the roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Conrad?
Here.
Commissioner Custodio?
Here.
Commissioner Luzania?
Here.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Here. Next item on the agenda is the annual election of officers. Is this where, Mr. Terry, you take over?
Actually, Ellen's going to go.
Ellen, okay.
Yes, so for every, at the beginning of every year, we do nomination and election of chair and vice chair. So in previous years, we did have one person or one commissioner nominate somebody. If that person who is nominated can accept the nomination, and then we take a vote. So, and same thing with vice chair. So I believe in the past, there has been a little bit of a precedent set in terms of there's kind of a two-year term of chair and vice chair, then the vice chair becomes chair, and we kind of, and then a new vice chair is elected and we go from there. So if I remember correctly, I believe, Mr. Hudson, you've been chair for 1 year so far, at least, you know, consecutive. And then
Is that right?
Vice Chair Custodio, you are also.
We didn't have many meetings this last year.
No, I think that's why I went really quickly. This was, yeah, I was, it was 1 year for me, I believe. I don't know. I know Pete was before.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and he was 2 years before.
Yeah, we didn't have that many meetings last year, so.
Well, if it's okay with everybody else, I make a nomination that we keep the officers that are in place now for the follow, for the next year.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you guys okay with that?
No. No, I think once we get to that point, I think we have two members here that need to be able to experience.
They're experienced now.
So, no, that's fine. I think if we set it as a precedence like that, then one more year is not.
Just want to make sure you're okay with it.
No, absolutely.
Yep, yeah, don't want you to be nominated if you would rather not, so.
No, no, I accept.
Great.
I was trying to get him to be the.
No, I know what he was trying to do, and I'm like, no, no, no. And I was trying to tell him, no, no, you got one more year, then from there we'll go.
I gotcha.
We'll do the rotation there.
Okay, so I think we can vote on both of those at one time, if that's okay with the commission. We can nominate the chair and vice chair under one motion. So do I have, so Commissioner Perez, you nominated the current chair Hudson and vice chair Custodio.
Correct.
Do I have a mo, or do I hear a motion to make a motion for the nominations?
Well, that was my motion. We just need a second.
I second.
Oh, thank you, okay. Okay. Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Conrad?
Yes.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Luzania?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We move now to public comment, and this provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. Now, there's no one in the audience, but is there someone online?
I do not see anyone online. And Chair, if I could just kind of explain our new system. We are currently using Zoom right now, so the public is able to access the Zoom webinar online at the usual spot. There's a spot for, or a button for live stream meetings for folks to attend. So if somebody does have a public comment that is attending the meeting, they would virtually raise their hand on the Zoom platform, which would bring my attention to them and I can let them speak. So at this time, I do not see anyone raising their hand. So I think we can move on.
Okay. All right, so we'll move on therefore to the, we'll close that public comment portion.
Thank you.
And we'll move on to the consent agenda. Minutes of the regular meeting, December the 3rd, 2020. I think there was a revision given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, questions?
What was the revision?
I didn't get a revision.
Oh, here you go. Give me one second.
Thank you.
There was a revision on the excused portion. My name was added to the excused portion.
Okay.
It wasn't noted either way before.
Yeah, that was the only correction.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Chair Hudson was added as excused. And that was it.
Okay.
I move for approval.
We have a motion for approval.
I second that.
And we have a second.
Commissioner Conrad?
Yes.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Luzania?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. We move now to administrative business. Item number two, consideration of a one-year extension of time for the Frankwood Commons tentative subdivision map 6178. Ms. Moore, will you be speaking to that?
I will, yes, Chair. Thank you, Chair Hudson. Good evening, members of the Planning Commission. Ellen Moore, Senior Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you this evening is the renewal of a tentative subdivision map located on the northeast corner of Frankwood Avenue and South Avenue. This is a map that the Planning Commission has seen quite a few times in the last few years. Originally, it was brought forward in late 2018, where the annexation application went forward as well. It was approved by council in early 2018, and it was officially annexed into the city last year. During that time, they did also submit a parcel map that was brought before the Planning Commission on March 5th of last year to split the property into four phases. So what we are looking at tonight is the actual subdivision map, known commonly as Frankwood Commons, which was a 150-lot single-family home lot subdivision, and then there's a three-acre piece on the corner for commercial. So this map, because there was the processing of the parcel map and the planned unit development that this commission was presented in December of last year, there's just been a lot of moving parts with this project, so the developer does need more time to build the homes. And as you can probably already see, they are working on moving dirt currently at Frankwood and South, so they are still continuing to move on this project. I believe the final map was approved by council within the last few weeks, I believe, so they are still diligently moving. They just need a little bit more time, probably more than a year extension, but we are only allowed to give 1 year extensions at a time. So staff is recommending that there be an extension of time on the approval of Frankwood Commons tentative subdivision map number 6178. So it would, if approved tonight, the 1 year approval period would change the expiration date to January 21st of 2022. And so if they are still working at that time, they may come back with another extension. But that concludes staff's report. The map itself is included in the agenda packet. So if you have questions or want to refresh your memory about the map, I'm happy to answer any of those questions, but that's all that I have for you.
Ellen, I have a question just so you can refresh my memory.
Sure.
Phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the map,
mm-hmm.
What part of phase one, I kind of forgot, they're working on alongside of Frankwood
mm-hmm.
and South, right?
Correct.
So looking at the map, what section are they cutting off on making houses? Because they're not building this whole thing.
No, they are not. They had subdivided, or they're working on four phases.
Yeah.
The fourth phase would be the commercial, so that corner piece is out for
right.
now. So they are, it's kind of the middle of the map that kind of surrounds phase four, which is the commercial property.
Okay.
And then phase two and three are in the northern half, basically. Yeah. I can send the commission a phase map.
I think we,
for their...
well, I know I have it.
I
have it. I was just looking at, I don't have it with me, but in at the map, I was like, okay, just cause I pass by there almost every single day and I see the basin, but I don't see it looking like this. So I was wondering if it like changed and I'm like, okay, what are we missing some houses here or have they taken down all the trees yet? And I, from what I see, I don't think they have. So that's why I'm like, oh, well, it doesn't look like they could fit 150 houses.
Oh, right.
That's basically what I was trying to get to. I was like,
they're basically 50, they're doing 50, 50, and 50.
Okay.
All
right.
But the basin is required to be included, of course,
with phase one.
Without the basin.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, because I was like, wait, I told people 150, that's not 150. And I remember it was phased out, but I was trying to remember what it was. But no, I was just inquiring. No need to send another map.
Okay.
We're good.
Thanks. Yes, Pete.
Am I confusing that with the Rio project?
Sanrio?
Yeah.
It is the same. It's the same. So it was kind of interesting. So the map has the title of Frankwood Commons. But San Joaquin Valley Homes, they started marketing the subdivision and they named it Sanrio Reedley.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not quite sure. I guess the community or the neighborhood that they're referring to, which would be eventually the 150 homes, is Sanrio Reedley. But they submitted the map and it was named Frankwood Commons.
Yeah, basically, they changed their marketing name.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Frankwood Commons. Really the only item that truly matters, even though all of the documentation might say Frankwood Commons on it, it's really that tentative subdivision map number, that 6178. Mm-hmm. That's the number that always has to remain consistent and has remained consistent. It looks like they just changed it for their marketing purposes.
So there's no work being performed over there right now at all?
Yeah, they are into their rough grading and everything for their phase one. They are waiting. The council had recently approved the final map for phase one, and then there were some adjustments that they needed to make to the actual phase map for its technical correctness before the county would accept it, and that was actually recorded today. So as soon as that recording confirmation comes back from the county, then you'll see them actively on site again. We allow them to do as much early start activity as we can allow before you actually have a legal parcel map that is recorded, a subdivision map that is recorded, a final map. So there's been a little bit of delay there, but there's still a lot of engineering work and everything that they were working through. So it's not like we were making them sit on their hands, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
Always a lot of work that needs to be done, and we've been coordinating with them the whole time.
Good, because I had a call the other day that they had stopped working over there because they hadn't seen anybody there for 3 weeks.
They're actually working through the engineering department right now. The reason why they stopped is the developer out there, they were having conversations about the lift station and some different design alternatives that they were asking if our city engineer and public works would consider. So they were meeting together and working through all of those engineering items to try to assist with some cost savings and some efficiency savings on the city side as well.
Very good.
I
Thank
also
you.
Think they're working on that block wall. Also.
Yeah, the block wall.
They are. Yeah.
That would divide the actual commercial property from the homes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, and that was required as part of phase one as well to ensure that you were going to have that clear separation between the two uses.
Good. Okay.
And do you know if there's any, I guess in regards to all the new developments, is there somewhere that people could go and look at the models? Is that even to that point? That
Models as far as what they'll be building?
Yeah, like
so
what they look.
We're coordinating with them the placement of models within these. And that, of course, are the very first units that they will build within our model home units. So we've been working with them for our model home policy, what that means, the type of improvements that have to be in place, the ADA accessibility for those items to get there. Some of the builders, like San Joaquin Valley Homes, if people are interested, they do have other developments.
They would have to go over there.
Like Kingsburg, that they were recently finishing. And so you can at least get a feel for their development. Now, the elevations would not be exactly the same.
Right.
They're not just bringing those elevations over to here. They're doing something more customized for Reedley as well. So, but it would at least give you a good feel for what they build and how they look. Same thing with D.R. Horton and Century Community as well, which is on the Buttonwillow Duff area.
Is that on the south end of Kingsburg or the north end?
I think it's south, right?
I think it's
south.
Okay.
Southeast.
Southeast, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right, southeast.
Back behind the, was it Lincoln
yes.
Elementary? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, and the a general comment, the developer or home builders are required to submit master plans that show the floor plan and elevations of everything before they actually pull building permits to build the homes on each lot.
Okay.
So the master plans, they basically say, I'm going to have this 1,400 square foot plan on with this elevation on this lot.
Uh-huh.
So it's easier to issue building permits for them because they already have the master plans. The master plans are public record. If anyone is interested in looking at those, they can contact the building division. And what I've been trying to do is look at, compare what's online in other communities to what the floor plans are. So if, you know, if they already have similar floor plans, you know, I can at least disclose that information to you guys or to anyone that, anyone from the public that asks. But sometimes they're not the same, but sometimes
yeah,
they
it's
are.
Better to yeah. wait until, I mean, because people have asking, hey, you know, how, sure. what kind of, what are they going to look like? What's right. the website? You know, they all have that dedicated website to each development. So, yeah. mm-hmm. and I just told them we're not there yet. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But I mean, for myself, I was like, well, maybe I can look to see what they look like. And
mm-hmm.
so, right. but yeah. Kingsburg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah Kingsburg. You. Yeah, and even, yeah, the websites are still, if they're working on public improvements, they still might not even have it on their website.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're kind of, they kind of seem to go in that order. So, yeah, but Kingsburg is would be a good.
The closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
Now, this is the time we'd ask for public input. Is there anyone online that needs to?
I do not see anybody.
Okay. Seeing no public comment, is we want to now consider a one-year extension of time for Frankwood Commons tentative subdivision map number 6178. Do I'm entertaining a motion?
I'll motion to approve.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And we have a second.
Commissioner Luzania?
Yes.
Commissioner Conrad?
Yes.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. Thank you. Now we move on to under administrative business, item number 3, consideration of a one-year extension of time for Blossom Trail Vestings tentative subdivision map number 6129. Ms. Moore?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Chair, members of the Commission. So this probably looks familiar. This is another extension of a map that was approved in January of 2017, and this is known as the Blossom Trail subdivision map. This is located on the southwest corner of Manning and Zumwalt Avenue. And this was a mixed-use map, so it does have commercial. I think there was a potential proposal for mini storage, and there was also single-family office uses and single-family residential development and multifamily residential development, and the subdivision map is included in the staff report. So this, again, this was approved a few years ago, so they are requesting a third extension for 1 year for this map. They are the property owner. Todd Barsoom of Barsoom Brothers Company is still marketing the map, and so they are still wanting to keep the map active for potential buyers. For this, because it is the third extension, there are actually only 5 extensions that a map can have. So they will be notified of that. So it may end up expiring if the entire map entire map does not have a final map recorded on it by the expiration date. So, yeah.
The fifth time?
Fifth time. Mm-hmm. Yep, so they are on year 3. So before you this evening is a recommendation to approve the extension of time for Blossom Trail Vesting Tentative Subdivision Map number 6129 for 1 year to January 21st, 2022. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
I'm just curious, with the conversations you've had with the owner, how difficult has it been for them to market this, just because this is huge? I mean, mm-hmm. this is mm-hmm. commercial. Mm-hmm. Has there been talk about breaking this up or, you know, possibly changing this? Like, is there anything that you guys have in discussion? Because they're going on year three, right? And then
mm-hmm.
I would think, you know, to get a buyer mm-hmm. to do this, it would be someone probably can be in phases or different developers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, because we've seen this already a couple times.
Yeah. There, I have noticed, based on conversations with the property owner, that it can be difficult to market a map that has multiple uses.
Yeah.
In the valley, there's usually just one developer that does single family, one that builds apartments, mm-hmm. one that does commercial. I think I have even, if I remember correctly, there was some conversation, you know, a commercial shopping center could come in, but you still have to, you know, do the final map, do the improvements and that sort of thing. So it's still possible to do that, but it just hasn't been able to happen because there is that investment up front of doing the final map.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think the concern that we have timing-wise, of course, right. with them into their third extension request now, is because you only have so much time to file a final map.
Right.
So short of them doing a final map that covers the entire tentative map area, they could potentially end up running out of time. It becomes even more challenging if you have multiple developers that are coming in and doing one piece at a time, and they're doing one final map at a time, which you can do. You can final map a portion of a tentative map, but by the end of that tentative map's expiration date, and then, you know, like you said, in the extension request number three here, they're bumping up close to that. So time is certainly becoming a concern on this one here. We have talked to the property owner, so he does know that we are absolutely open to accommodating that process if it's going to help this development move forward. Up to this point, he has not had interest from individual developers coming in and doing pieces and trying to coordinate together to build out the entire map. So I would anticipate if there's going to be something that he's really going to want to move on, that we would see it here in the next extension request period, only because they're bumping up against what that final timeline is going to be.
And with depending on what the changes are, there is potential to amend the map, but, you know, so that's kind of a double-edged, or it's, you know, yeah, pros and cons there, because you could start the clock over by
right.
doing a new map, but then you still have to go through everything else with doing the new
right.
map. Yeah.
So can this developer say, you know what, after this extension, we're done. We're not going to move forward with it. Do they have the option to just
let it expire?
Yes, do they have to wait the fifth year, or can they just say, I want this expired after the third year, I'm done? I want to pull out or whatever.
Most of them will just literally let it expire.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter if the time clock just simply runs out. If there were some specific reason why they needed that date to
right.
be adjusted, there would need to be an official request that they would need to go
oh,
through.
Okay.
We would simply bring it back, and we would talk about adjusting the expiration date at the request of the applicant.
I'm just wondering if the developer or the owner would be like, you know what, I want to pull this back, because I have a different proposal of the land. I
want
to use it
yeah,
as
so
I
want something else.
Yeah, I don't want the mm-hmm. commercial or, I mean, the residence. I just want to, you know, I have mm-hmm. a buyer that wants to do this shopping center
sure.
only,
sure.
and I'm just going to sell him this part.
You can have multiple tentative maps approved
okay.
on
okay.
one parcel.
Interesting.
And so if someone were to come in and say, hey, we're interested in purchasing this, but we want to do something totally different.
Right.
This one could still simply stay approved as is and let the clock run out on it if that's what they wanted, and they could go through another process to establish another map. That's why they allow for the tentative maps to go through their approval,
mm-hmm.
and then you have
the final
map process.
Okay. Cool. All right. Back at school learning stuff.
You don't see it a lot, but it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live in the Bay Area. If you live in the Bay Area, you probably see it all the time.
Mm. And unfortunately, the brothers part went down to brother.
Oh.
Oh,
oh did it? Oh, okay.
That's right. Mm. Any further comments or questions?
Nope.
And there's no one in the audience to make a public comment. Is there anyone online?
There's not.
I told my wife to be online so she we can show some kind of audience. She did not show up.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Zoom now is you have to write your name. You have to put your name on there. So
put the camera on him in case she comes on.
He's on it. He's on it.
I said I was going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
We have before us a request to approve a one-year extension of time for Blossom Trail, vesting tentative subdivision map 6129 for a 68-lot subdivision located on the southwest corner of Manning Avenue and Zumwalt. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second to approve.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Conrad?
Yes.
Commissioner Luzania?
Yes.
Chair Hudson?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Moore.
Thank you.
Very good. This is the time we look forward to, the director's report, community development department updates.
I'm going to try not to keep it long-winded. The last couple of meetings, I gave you guys some pretty significant updates on all the items that we had going on, so I'm not going to rehash any of those, only because there's no major changes with any of them. They continue to progress on schedule. No issues that we're seeing, other than some of the challenges we talked about with material access and labor availability, right? There've been little hiccups here and there, but by and large, the items all remain moving forward in good time. So unless you guys have any specific questions about any development that's going on right now, I was not going to give a full account back onto those items. But if you do think of one, by all means, please scream it out and let me know. There is one item, though, that I did want to bring to the commission's attention that has not been talked about much over the last little while, and that is Sierra Agra, which is an Italian company that is coming in. If you guys remember, we had gone through a pretty significant expansion allowance for F&H cold storage operated by DJ Forey. So they have already begun to break ground on this expansion, and the reason why I wanted to bring it up for the Planning Commission is so many times we'll do things here at the Planning Commission, items will get approved, and a lot of times the public doesn't really get the opportunity to see some of the things that are happening, especially when they're in an area like an industrial sector of the town. And unless you have a reason to be over there for work, typically, you're just not driving through it. But what we're going to see here is the first of its kind in the entire world, the technology that they're bringing. Once again, an item that Reedley is just absolutely progressive on and willing to say, yep, let's do something, let's embrace this technology. So right smack dab in Reedley, California, they will be bringing in this brand new technology that is going to further process coals that up to this point have been used for nothing more than compost. They've just been absolutely wasted. They're going to further process them down for additional everything from juices to different vitamins and items that they're doing through this new technology that they have. What really excites me about this, in addition to it being something brand new, is the fact that this is going to bring approximately 50 very good paying jobs to the city of Reedley, which is just going to be a phenomenal thing because it's a 24-hour day, 7-day a week operation that they will be running. So following the approval that happened here at the Planning Commission, they have begun. That is included in phase one of their master plan expansion. And we're already, we've already seen dirt turning there, and they are beginning the work to get there. And we hope that we're going to be able to see that in operation here in 2021, potentially early 2022. COVID, like it did for everything else, certainly impacted everybody's ability to move on certain items and their timing. But that one is still moving forward, and there's actual construction going on for it right now. Where it is, if you were to drive down by Growen, if you drive right in front of F&H, it doesn't look like anything's going on. It's actually behind where the existing building is right now. But you can see some of the dirt mounds coming up as they're working on items. So if you guys are interested, drive by, but don't step onto the private property. but drive by and take a look.
Can you see it through the rails, the trail?
You can, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if you're looking there, I mean, that's where you'd get a really good look at it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that you guys knew about that because oftentimes these things that get approved here, they either take years and years and years to come to fruition, or sometimes we don't really recognize and talk about the economic development impact and the real true impact that it has for our citizens in Reedley, aside from the obvious, like more housing units and items like that. So these are exciting things to see. Despite all the challenges of 2020, Reedley weathered the storm up to this point extremely well. And that's because of the community that we have, the dedication that we have, and the fact that Reedley as a whole is just very well balanced across the community. And I mean that as the way that we look to balance our budget and the things that, that we're involved in, and all the amenities that we have within our community. We're not heavy on any one item. And the beauty of that means that when one sector is taking a hit on items, we still have others that are keeping the community and keeping us afloat and as we ebb and flow through everything. So if you guys get a chance to take a look at that one, by all means, drive by and take a look. Aside from that, I just wanted to let you know that while I can't talk about them directly because they're not active applications yet, we do have still more interest for additional housing options within the community. I will tell you that it is a mix right now of multifamily housing and single family housing that we have applicants coming in to talk to us about. And so the Planning Commission should anticipate in the coming months to be able to see even some more development. And some one in particular that I can't talk about too much just yet, but is going to be a very, very exciting item that's actually going to work in a collaboration and partnership with Reedley College and to supply some housing that could even assist with student and additional workforce housing, which I think is going to be a really exciting thing. So you continue to see housing being built in the city of Reedley across all spectrums, right? We're seeing, multifamily, higher density. We're seeing low density. We're seeing medium density. Now the student workforce, if those type of items are coming in, we're covering all sectors within the population, which is exactly, obviously what we want to do. So that there's options for housing for everyone here within our community. So stay tuned for 2021. We're excited to bring those items to you. Hopefully it will be just in the next couple of months, but should certainly be by summer, I would imagine. Ellen, unless you're going to say absolutely not.
I have a question back to Sierra Agri. Will they have a big impact on sales tax?
That's a really good question. Much of what they're going to do is going to be on the manufacturing and vendor side, so I don't think direct impact sales tax from their operations, but I do think that some of the ancillary items, of course, that are going to come along with it will certainly see an impact there, especially if they have 50 positions that are well-paying jobs that are going to be available for Reedley residents. That by default, of course, then gets pumped back in to the local community as they're spending their income here within our community. So that's, I anticipate to see more of that than we probably would from their actual operation.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How is the annexation of Otani property coming along?
They're still working on all the environmental work right now. So even though they had submitted their application materials and the discussion started in spring of last year, as you guys remember, there was then a lot of the discussion about the environmental, how in-depth the environmental analysis would need to be for that and the costs associated with it. And so we had approached the applicant there about working with them. We knew how critical it was going to be, of course, to our community, that commercial area, it's obviously highly desirable. It's very accessible to the community. We had some former redevelopment agency dollars that were still available. And so we worked with the city council and with our city attorney to come up with a proposal that would allow for us to pay the environmental assessment fees up front. And then if that did not develop the way that it was proposed and within our general plan and everything that we needed to see there for our community, then the applicant, if it did not develop within a certain time period, would then be responsible to pay those fees back. Now, we were willing to do that. We know that that's unique, but we were willing to do it because we know the benefit that that's going to provide for the community in the long run. So the reason why I bring that one up is because that actually took between March all the way until October for all of that agreement to get ironed out, for everybody, all of the attorneys to review items and get everything in line the way that it needed to be. And then as soon as all of that was approved and everyone had signed off on that and items were recorded, then we began the environmental work. So the environmental work began in earnest in October. They were doing as much background work as they could without getting paid. it began in earnest in October, and typically annexations of that scale, you're usually looking right around 24 months. before they're going to be coming back to the Planning Commission, to the City Council for ultimate approval. Okay. That concludes my report, unless there's any other questions.
Well, Mr. Terry, you again reinforce why we look forward to your illustrious report.
Thank you. Not too long-winded this time, I hope.
Are we going to vote on that?
Let's have a debate first. No, thank you for that report.
Thank you.
You
thank
always you. Do a thorough, thorough job of that, and we appreciate that. Okay. We have a meeting coming up, Ms. Moore. And it looks like we're going to have it on February the 18th.
That's correct. So it will either be February 14th or March 4th. We will not have one on the February 4th.
February 18th?
Yes, February 18th. Yeah.
All right. Either February 4th, possibly not. Mm-hmm. March 4th, possibly not.
Yeah, the February 18th meeting might get bumped to March 4th.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah.
Okay.
That would work out better for me because the 18th, I would not be able to.
18th will not be here. March 4th, okay.
18th, he will not be here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is there a conflict on the 18th for any other commissioner?
I'll do the 18th. Zoom thing.
Oh, you can do the Zoom thing.
I can do the Zoom thing, so I physically won't be able to be here.
Okay.
February.
If we do Zoom, we get marked as attending the meeting, do we not?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I think what we would do, because
we just put an asterisk next to your name.
Yeah.
Not to be picky, but from January 21st, we need to put it to 2021.
For January 21st.
The revisions. Yeah, I did see that. The future agenda on the from the minutes from the 3rd.
Oh,
it's mm-hmm. It has all the 2020 dates, January, February 18th, all that.
You're right.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She loved that year.
We're gonna do a Groundhog Day. We're gonna read.
Yeah, we just can't let it go.
Yeah, let's
read. We want to let that year go.
Absolutely.
We'll have a vote on that.
Yeah.
Right, Pete?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other comments, suggestions? Questions?
Is that Manning project almost done?
They're getting close, yeah. So that's a full city project. It's not associated with any other type of development. It was just simply upgrade and maintenance to the items there. It's going to be great when it's opened up, though. A lot more convenient, in particular when you're going westbound on Manning to, you know, heading toward the Riverwalk area. That's going to be much, much nicer as you come in on the hotel. That was always kind of an awkward, you know, push over there. It's going to feel much more natural now. So I last we heard from the city engineer, I want to say that we were about 2.5 weeks out from that one being completed.
Right around the corner.
Hopefully quick.
Yeah, I think with that one, the engineers were coordinating with some work that the high school was doing on mm-hmm. Manning as well.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so that we were trying to get all the construction done at one time. So So I think there was some, may have been a delay in discussing, kind of trying to work that out with them. But
yeah, Reed and Aspen, D.R. Horton, where they're building right now, if you've noticed on Aspen Avenue, it seems like there's been a lot of activity there for a while as well. That was the same exact thing as they were. As they were doing their improvements, there were some maintenance items that we knew needed to be addressed and some upsizing items to accommodate future growth in that area. So what we did was we simply worked with them to address those items, engineer them all at the same time, and work with that contractor to also address those things. So they're doing their stuff and more. So if it seems like it's taken a little bit longer, it's just because we're trying to be as efficient as we possibly can and hopefully be able to minimize that impact, the cost, of course, and the impact over time. If you can, you always want to avoid having to recut into a street, right? So that's why that one seems to be taking a little bit longer as well.
Okay. Further items, further questions?
And my spaghetti is getting cold.
Yeah. My dinner. Yeah.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.